Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Applause Radio Show. We have another amazing show for you guys tonight. We have with us tonight the fabulous Dee Wallace. I don't know if you guys only remember her from E.T., but there is a lot more to Dee than you guys know. I mean, E.T., of course, was the number one movie of all time at the time and one of the biggest moneymakers at the time. And I just recently saw her in a movie that I want to talk to her about as well. But anyway, I will shut up. And let's welcome our guest, everybody, Dee Wallace. Dee, welcome to Applause Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, thank you. You know, I am very, very honored and beyond impressed to say that you are currently the only living actress with 200 movie credits. I mean, that is just fantastic. Congratulations.
My publicist told me that. I said, well, I'm either really old or really accomplished. So I'm going to pick B.
Yes, me too. Me too. Well, Dee, you know, everybody loved you in E.T. and Cujo. God, our hearts broke for you in Cujo. We were scared to death for you. And, I mean, The Hills Have Eyes. I mean, so many horror movies. I just can't believe that you've run the gamut, honestly. And did you ever think that you would be known as a scream queen? I mean, did you ever like fathom that would be you?
Well, I didn't go out planning it. Nope.
No, of course not.
You know, but they just found me, and I found that I really loved the emotional life that they gave me to play, and. Mm. Really enjoyed the big arcs that I get to play in those movies. So, you know, I'm getting ready to run off and do a little Christmas film now. So I do.
Nice.
I'm lucky. I really don't get typecast, and I am definitely known in the horror world as a scream queen. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not luck, hon. It's called talent. It's called talent. You are amazing.
Thank you.
Every role, you are just fantastic. I was mentioning earlier, before we started, that I just saw you in the cutest little film, Walk a Mile in My Pradas. I loved it. It was adorable. How did you enjoy working on that?
Oh, my gosh. That was I did that years ago, woman.
Yeah, I
you
just gotta saw
catch
it, though.
Up here.
Yeah, I just saw it. Well, believe it or not, Rick Sudi Karatash was on my show, and he was telling me about it, and I said, I can't believe I've never heard of it. So he sent me a copy, and I finally watched it, and it was the cutest movie I've ever seen, and it was adorable. I can't believe it didn't get more airtime at the time when it was out. It's so good.
A lot of films meet that,
yeah,
you know,
right,
that
right.
Ending, well, unfortunately.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to go back in time. You're originally from, I believe, Kansas, correct?
Yep, Kansas City, Kansas.
Now, and you are actually a former drama teacher at a high school, no?
Yep, drama and English. Yes,
isn't
ma'am.
That funny? Isn't that funny? When did you decide, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to do this on my own. I want to be an actual actress. I don't want to teach. I want to do.
Well, you know, I kind of always knew I wanted to do, and I had been doing in community theater in Kansas City, but I taught a year of high school. I gave my mother the security of knowing I had, quote, something to fall back on. Mm. And I thought, if I don't get out of here now and try my dream, I'm never going to get out of here and try my dream. So I tripped off to New York by myself, and, you know, the universe just conspired with me, and here
Beautiful.
I am.
Beautiful. What was your first gig? Well, I know you remember. There's no way you can't remember what the first job you got.
Yeah, the first job was the Stepford Wives.
Really? That's a biggie.
Yeah, I played Greta, I think, the maid.
Oh, wow.
She was German. Mm-hmm. And I had one big line, which was, yeah.
I came out.
She gave me some order, and I went, yeah. But, you know, it's so weird. This is what I mean about the universe conspiring with me. So I was, like, almost out of money, and I thought, God, I better go get a regular job to hold. Mm. So I was waiting in the waiting room to talk to this guy about a receptionist job part-time.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Forbes, the director, walked out and looked at me, and then he came back out of his office and looked at me, and he walked over and he said, are you an actress? I said, I am. He said, you want to be in a movie? I said, I do.
Mm. How cool is that?
So, yeah, I mean, you know, you tell that's kind of a Hollywood story, really.
Yeah.
I have a lot of those. E.T.
I bet.
I had auditioned for Used Cars years before, and Steven remembered me and just offered me E.T.
Wow, amazing, amazing.
Yeah, things like that don't happen
a whole lot
in Hollywood.
And you know what I love about you, too? You have been in basically every show I have ever loved, the Streets of San Francisco, Starsky and Hutch, Police Woman. You were on. I remember when you were playing Luke Spencer's, I believe, sister on a General Hospital. I remember that role. And then, I mean, you've been in just about everything. And like I said, it's not luck on talent. You are extremely talented and amazing. And
well,
I love you.
You.
And I thank you so much again for joining me. And now I just want to go back to a few questions, if you don't mind. I'm curious if you still do you or have you kept in touch with Drew Barrymore or what was it? Is it Jonathan from Cool Joe? Was that his name, Jonathan?
No, Danny Pintaro.
Danny, that's it.
The kid?
Pintaro.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Danny and I do conventions every once in a while together. Both the boys from E.T. and I see each other quite a bit.
Nice.
Drew, though, not so much. Hoping maybe to be on her show sometime.
That would be ideal.
Yeah, that would be nice. It would be nice if she had all of us back on, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you know,
next
that would be a great
idea.
Next
year is the 40th anniversary, you know.
Well, hey, I can picture it. Where's Harlan? Get on the phone. He's got to get on the phone. He's got to call Drew up.
Yeah.
Hey, if anybody can make it happen, Harlan can make it happen. I love him.
You
he's
bet,
wonderful.
Baby.
He's
we're,
what a
we're
guy.
We're both big fans of Harlan Bowl, aren't we?
Oh, I can't even tell you. I can't wait to get out to on the West Coast after this pandemic is over so I could go and just give him a great big hug and kiss for just say thank you because he's a wonderful guy, wonderful. So now I got to ask you real quick, Adam, all these Scream Queen roles that you've played or horror roles that you've played, have you ever thought of or have you ever written a script or a book about a horror book or a movie?
No. No, the other side of my life is I'm a clairaudient channel and I have a whole healing practice. I do readings for people all over the world.
Get
so
out.
I have six books out.
Wow.
Six books on healing and how to create your life. Actually, five books. I'm coming out with the sixth one this year.
Mm.
And it really is a primer on everything anybody wants to know about how to create and manifest their life. It's called Born, B-O-R-N.
Great title.
So look for it, everybody.
Yes, absolutely. When's it coming out?
Well, I just signed contracts with the publisher, so I'm hoping by the end of the year.
Mm. And you also have your own radio show here.
I do, every Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific time. It's
okay.
A pre-call-in show. People can call in and talk to the channel and ask about any block they have or guidance they need or physical, you know, challenges, anything.
And what's the name of the show?
Conscious Creation.
Conscious.
Name of my first book, Conscious Creation.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Conscious Creations. And that's the show.
Creation.
Great.
Yeah.
Creation.
You know, we're creating all the time.
Yes.
Most of
yes.
us just aren't doing it consciously.
Exactly. Exactly. So you got to tell me about this 13 fanboy. What a great premise, storyline here. I love that. How did you like working on that one?
Yeah. Wouldn't you think somebody had done this before?
Yeah.
Well, Deborah Voorhees directed it, and I am a huge fan of Deborah. We had a great time working together, and the premise is all the actors in it play, all the actresses play our real selves.
Right.
And we are being stalked by this maniac stalker that runs throughout our community. Now, obviously, I'm playing myself, but playing a screen version of myself.
Right.
And I'm not being stalked, so obviously this isn't a real stalker. But I just thought when they sent it to me, I thought, what a great premise.
Yeah, I loved it.
I couldn't really believe that somebody hadn't done it before.
Right.
And for those of you that are Friday the 13th, you know, aficionados and love the true old horror films, you're going to really love this film.
Right, and I believe she doesn't use any CGIs or special effects. I mean, it's just strictly old-time real horror.
Yeah, yep.
Very nice, cool. And I just love that. And when is that coming out?
October. It'll be
really?
Out in October.
No, yeah. Perfect timing for
and,
Halloween.
And I have one that's just come out called The Nest, which is available on Redbox and Demand and streaming and all that, you know, where all of them go these days. And I'm off to do a little Christmas movie on the 30th. So, yeah, it's been for a pandemic and 2 years where studios were mostly closed, I've been able to create a lot.
Yeah, you've been a busy girl. My goodness, how was working through the pandemic? Did you find it difficult, or you know, was it a really hard time? Where they, you know, I'm sure they were very strict about you know, safety.
Oh
measures.
My God, yeah, the rules on the set. I did 9-1-1 also. Yeah, the rules on the set were incredibly strict. They had to be because, you know, if one person gets COVID on a set, the set has to close down.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, people had to wear masks and face shields if they worked around the actors at all.
Mm.
We even rehearsed with our masks on. So, yeah.
Hmm.
It was pretty strict.
Yeah. Let me ask you, are they mandating that you guys be vaccinated before you step on a set or tested, or what's the deal on that?
Well, you have to be tested, and they test you while you're working. They test 3 times a week.
Wow.
I have not heard that it needs to be mandated, but I would be fine with that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I have no problem with it. I was just curious to know. I figured they would because, I mean, hey, we want the movie to be done. We want a good movie. We don't want people sick. We, you know, we want to get it done, you know, and have a good product
and get
it out there.
Well, yeah, and then you get into all the, you know, the arguments and the, you know, I don't get it. I don't get why we all can't choose to do what's best for the greater good. And that's
Listen,
all I'll say on the subject.
Yeah, I don't even want to go there because I'll say one thing. This pandemic should have been considered another 9/11, but it was not. And that's where I'll leave it. because we all should have came together like we did on 9/11. But leave me out of this, you know.
But you have to have leaders that preach that, you know. You have to have leaders that don't make things political.
Right. Well, I try not to get political on here. I think I might. I actually was considering doing one night.
Well, let's move on. Let's talk about movies.
Well, we're going to talk about you, but I was actually going to. I was actually considering doing one night where I just go nuts. But I said I'm not going to do it because I don't know.
You know, you'll
I don't
be talking to the choir. So
right. Well, I don't want to lose.
They'd rather hear about movies.
Exactly. So now the 13 Fanboy, is that going to be on the big screen or is that on Netflix? Where are we going to see that?
It's going to have a limited release and then it'll, I'm assuming, be on demand and streaming like everything is coming out right now.
Mm. Now The Nest, I don't know if you could tell us because I read the description of the premise of the film, but where does the title The Nest come from, or you can't say or give it away?
Well, it's about insects that take over this family. So where do you think it's going to come from?
Mm.
You know, insects have a nest, don't they?
Yeah, no. I saw infected by a parasite.
We take this to the furthest imagination of that possible.
Got to end up the crazy. Have you ever had any nightmares from the films that you've worked on?
Nope, never.
No bad dreams ever.
Look, when you're working on a film, it's much too technical to get all involved up in it. I've had nightmares from watching films like The Exorcist.
I was going to ask you what's your scariest film that you've seen?
That would be it.
That's mine too.
The Exorcist and a little film called Don't Look Now.
With
Donald Sutherland and Julie Christie.
It's really a
psychological thriller, but it really got to me.
Mine is Exorcist and when the original Night of the Living Dead first came out. I was very young and it scared the crap out of me and I was afraid to go in cemeteries for a very long time as a kid. But
well, hell, all the Frankenstein movies scared the crap out of me. So
absolutely. If there was a remake of a horror that you could be in, which one would you want to do? One of the classics.
Oh geez, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't like remakes to begin with.
No, me too.
It probably would have been The Exorcist. I would have loved to have played Ellen Burstyn's part. And
it's funny because
when I did 10, Blake Edwards he'd look at me on the set and he'd go, God, you're so like Ellen Burstyn.
I can
and
see
then
it too.
Go, no, God, you're so like Lee Remick.
Hey,
I'll take either one. I'll take either one, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Ellen Burstyn for sure. That's what when you said that, I was like, yeah, definitely. But then, Lee Remick too. Wow, amazing. Well, you are quite the busy girl, my friend there. So now the Christmas movie, it's not a slasher, obviously, but.
Oh, no, it's a sweet little Hallmark film.
Nice. Is that going to be on Lifetime or is that another one, Netflix? Or?
No, it's a Hallmark film.
Oh, it's going to be on the
Hallmark
channel. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, nice.
That's
nice.
All right.
I guess that, and that'll be released this year too for this Christmas.
I'm assuming so. Yes.
Can you share the title with us, or no? Too soon.
I can't because
no worries.
You know, we haven't even started filming yet. So.
Right. Wow. And they think they're going to be done by Christmas. Amazing. That's going to be some.
Oh yeah, they roll them out, babe.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, I want to ask you. E.T. Did you think that was going to be as big as it was?
You know, truthfully, we don't ever think about that. We really don't. I don't know any creative person that goes into a project going, oh yeah, that's going to be a blockbuster. You go in to do your best job. You know, sure, we all hope it's going to go and be a major release.
Of course.
It takes so many things coming together. You know, the editing, the music, the promotion. My God, the promotion can make or break a film.
Mm-hmm.
Is the public ready for that story at that time?
Right.
You know, so no,
it's all timing.
We didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very sweet movie. I'll never forget it. I mean, these are definitely movies that when I was growing up, and you know, they'll live with me forever. And Cujo, I have to say, Cujo, I wasn't scared to death then, but you sure look scared to death. I mean, here you were protecting your child, obviously, but you know, I just didn't find the dog that scary to me. You know,
well, you are one in about 10 million, let me tell you. Mm. I have people come up to the table, Nate. Sometimes they go, oh, my God, Dee, I can't even look at the pictures from Cujo. I was so scared. And I have parents coming up to me all the time going, you know, I saw it when I was younger and I was scared to death. And I see it now as a parent, and it's a whole different film to me.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know? And that's what it was always. That's what it always was to me, is a film about a mother's love and how far she would go to defend her child.
Right. Well, that at the time, like I said, I didn't think the dog was that threatening. And for you to pull off that job, like this was the someone was coming at you with a gun to your head. I mean, you really, really, I mean, your acting in that was phenomenal. It was fabulous.
Thank you. It's my favorite film. It's my favorite I've done. Yeah.
Nice. Well, I am definitely.
And you know, Cujo was really a psychological thriller. It should never have been called a horror film.
Right.
But because
right.
Stephen King wrote it, it just naturally fell in there.
Right. I honestly don't find his stuff to be that on the horror side. Like you said, it's more of a psychological thriller, his stuff. Yeah. I don't find him to be so on the horror. Like It, I didn't find It to be that, all
okay.
that.
Women, you are opposite from almost everybody I talk to. I'm just saying.
Oh, God. Well, you know what? I guess I'm a realist. I don't know. I I'm the worst person to take to a movie or watch a movie. I can't watch movies because I feel like I can write the next line and I know the ending. So
yeah.
I'm a horrible person to watch a movie with. I that's why I don't go to the movies. I just feel like I can write them and everything.
Well, how
come
you know so much about my work then?
Because I've seen everything you've been in, of course. Oh, my God. Are you crazy? Of course I've seen everything you've been in. I love you. You kidding? Now you got to share with us the radio show. Is that an online radio show or an actual on the radio?
No, it's online. It's on Blog Talk, and if you go to iamdwallace.com on the homepage, it will tell you how to connect.
Excellent.
But you can find it too on iTunes and iHeartRadio. It's all over the place. You want to listen to some of the archives?
Yeah, I definitely do. I definitely do. I'm definitely into the healing, the spirituality. And we had a psychic on last night, doing some free readings for our listeners. And very popular. And I don't know what it is. Maybe you could answer this for me since you are so involved in it as well. Why do people want to know their future so badly? Why are we so obsessed?
Because they're afraid.
You think so?
It's all, I know so. It's all fear. Mm. Well, if you can tell me, then I'll know what to expect. If you can tell me, then I know I can be prepared. If you know, you can tell me, except then when you do tell them what they need to do to get rid of blocks and move forward in their life, that oftentimes they don't want to take the responsibility to do it.
Right. No, you're right about that. Now, what got you into the healing and doing the readings? What got you involved in that? Was there something
Look, you
a
know,
turning
when
point?
When I was when I was little, I used to hear people, talk to people.
Really?
And get messages. Yeah, every
nice.
Kid does.
Yeah.
Every kid. And anybody can channel, guys. Anybody can channel. But, you know, you have to trust yourself, and you have to open up. Can't
yeah.
be afraid.
Right.
And then I tucked it away for a while, and then I met my husband, Christopher Stone, and he was all involved in a philosophy called conceptology.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got involved in it, and that's how I got re-involved in all of it. And I started reading all these books, and then Chris died.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell to my knees.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't want to be a victim. I, you know, don't want to be pissed off the rest of my life. I want a way we can heal ourselves. Well,
nice.
That was asking. And within seconds, my first message was, use the light within you to heal yourself. And I've been learning what that means ever since. It's
and
pretty
healing others.
Fascinating, empowering, amazing work.
Yeah.
And it's changed my life, my daughter's life, and so many of my clients.
Yeah, you're healing others at the same time. Beautiful. And I'm so sorry for your loss. I very really am. I'm very sorry.
Yeah,
and,
he was
you
my
know,
soulmate.
Yeah, yeah. Do you happen to speak to our lost loved ones as well, or no? Just the healing
part? Yeah, I do.
Part.
I don't
really
call myself a medium, but oftentimes they come through. I was just over today with a good friend who's dying, and I was kind of sitting hospice with her, and both her sisters showed up.
Wow.
And you know, I said, okay, what do you want to just let her know we're waiting for her?
Right.
We're right here. She's
yeah.
not ever going to be alone, ever.
Beautiful.
So,
my goodness.
Yeah.
My goodness. Well,
and
I just
look,
have to.
When I got remarried,
yeah.
I looked up to the heavens and I said, Chris, just give me a sign that it's okay. Give
yeah.
me a sign that this is okay with you. And every clock in my house stopped at 5 minutes of 4, and I was getting married at 4 o'clock.
Wow, wow.
Oh,
chills.
I got it. I got stories. You know.
Yeah. Well,
my dad visited me after he committed suicide.
Wow.
As a light in my mirror that left and went to the middle of the room. You know, guys, the weird thing in my life is that these are natural occurrences, and then we do horror films about them, you know?
Right, right, right,
but
right.
It seems to work in my life, so.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. The 6 books that you've written, I mean, when is the book going to come out about Dee Wallace, about your career and all your great stories
well,
that you
actually,
can tell us?
Actually, I've already pretty much written that book. It's called Bright Light. It's available on Amazon.
Oh.
And it's really my autobiography told through all of the big films and directors that I've worked with. So you get the spiritual and all the acting stuff.
Cool. And when did that come out?
A few years ago.
Well, you need to do a part 2. So much more has happened.
That's true. So much more has happened. That's
now you
got to
do
point.
Beyond the bright light. Be beyond the bright light, or I need sunglasses.
That's a good idea. You know, I might steal that from you.
No, you can take whatever you want. I've taken enough from you. I've enjoyed you my entire life, and a lot of us have. And I thank you so much for your talent and. My goodness, I mean, you've got 200 movie credits to you now. I can see you getting 1,000. You've got so much more to do, and I can't wait to see it. I'm looking forward to 13 Fanboy, and everybody check it out. It'll be coming out in October. Now, I guess with COVID, you haven't done any of the shows, autograph signings or anything like that.
I have. And
really?
As a matter of fact, I will be in Atlanta weekend of August 27th, 28th, and 29th, and I will be in Dallas the weekend of September 11th, 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Very nice. Now, have you ever done the Chiller Show on the East Coast here?
Oh, sure. I have. I haven't done it the last two or three years, but, yeah, absolutely I've done Chiller. It's a great show.
Yeah, you think you'll be doing it again? Because if you do, I want to see you there.
I'm sure I will be doing it again, but, you know, you guys need to call in and tell them or write in and say, we want Dee Wallace back. And
well,
they listen to you.
That's right.
You're the one that makes the show a success, not us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, Dee, if anybody wanted to see all this fabulous information about you and everything that's going on, do you have your own website where anybody can get go and find out everything about
sure.
you, or where can everybody go?
It is IamDeeWallace.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I post a lot about my films and when they're coming out. I'm all over social media, so you can find me there.
Right, and I'm sure people could get your books there also, and any movies.
They can get
well.
All my books on Amazon. Born is being published by Brighton Books. So, again, I'm not sure when it's coming out, but look for it. If you want to change your life, look for this book.
I think I'm definitely going to look for it because I am totally into it. Now, pardon me, I have a tickle, but I'm not laughing. I'm choking on nothing here. Oh, my goodness. What do you think? Do you think that you have to be a believer for this, for it to work, or...
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm trying to frame it right.
You know, the good book says, as you believe, it will be delivered to you.
Oh, yes,
so,
yes.
You know, I talk a lot about this in the book. We were given free will. So
right.
Everybody's waiting for God to show up for him. Well, God's waiting for you to choose what you want so that he can partner, she can partner, it can partner with you in the creation of your life.
Right.
So don't be waiting around, guys. You know,
that's
decide
right.
what you want. Get yourself in alignment with what you want. And what I mean by that is, for example, a lot of people want money while they don't like money because they don't have it.
Hmm.
Well, you're not going to bring money into your life if you don't like money.
Right. Well, you know
so,
what? Just... If you think it, you're halfway there. If you can think it, you're halfway there. You just have to believe
yeah,
and make it happen.
Feel the love and the joy and the excitement around it, guys, because the universe really gets it.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Well, Dee, is there anything else you'd like to add before we say goodbye?
Oh, just everybody get off and go look in the mirror and go, gosh, I love you, and gosh, you're awesome, and gosh, you're magnificent and fabulous, and I'm going to go create my life and make it awesome. Just
That's
go do
right.
that and see how it
That's
feels.
Right. That's right. You
got to
make
it
happen.
Day.
Find your happy
yep.
and make it happen. I believe
yep.
in the same thing, Dee. I believe in the same thing. My goodness. Everybody, Dee Wallace, check out her new movie coming out in October, 13 Fanboy. Go to imdwallace.com. You'll get everything there. Her six books, her new book coming out, Born. I can't wait to get it, and I can't believe I missed Bright Light, but if there's a part two beyond the Bright Light or I'm wearing sunglasses or something, I got to get that one, too.
I'll
oh,
let
my
you know.
Goodness. Thank you, Dee, and what a pleasure. Thank you so much. I just can't believe that we chatted tonight, and I appreciate it so much. All the best to you. Good luck. I can't wait to see the Christmas movie, and hopefully come back again.
You bet I will, baby cakes.
Oh,
have a good
I love
night.
You, Dee. Thank you. Take
love
care,
you
everybody.
Too.
Dee Wallace, thank you. Bye-bye, Dee. Take care.
Bye, guys.
Oh, bye. Man, oh, my God. Whew. I'm telling you guys, like I said, you probably know her best for E.T., Cujo, and Critters, The Hills Have Eyes. I mean, there's so many movies she's been in, but... She's not just a scream queen. My God, she's done everything, and she's been in every show that you've ever seen, including the soaps. And, oh, my goodness. I mean, what a career. What a career. 200 movie credits. What a career. And she's still making it happen. And can't wait to see the Christmas movie and his 13 fanboy. What a great idea. She's right. I can't believe nobody thought of it sooner. It just sounds like a fabulous idea. It's I don't know if you're just joining me now, but 13 Fanboy is about a fan of Friday the 13th, and all the people from Friday the 13th are actually playing themselves, and this nut job fan, a stalker, is attacking them. So sounds great. And Nest is another one that's coming out, and that sounds really good too. We didn't discuss what it was really about. But Dee is playing a mom, and she buys her daughter a teddy bear, and the teddy bear, I believe, starts communicating with the child, and then there's some kind of insect infection. It sounds crazy, but it's there. You go. That's horror for you. That's horror for you. And also, this 13 fanboy, there is going to be no crazy technical special effects, no CGI. It's the real deal, and it's going to be great. And go check out her book. She's got 6 great books out about healing. And don't forget her radio show too. She's got her radio show, Conscious Creation. And I had no idea that she was, well, as she says, she doesn't like to call herself a medium or a psychic, but a healer. So you can call in and speak with Dee Wallace, and check out her show. Pardon me, my throat is acting up as it does usually. Conscious Creation, and go check her out at iamdeewallace.com. Thank you so much again, Dee. I appreciate it. What a pleasure and an honor to get to chat with you tonight. Dent in my bucket of my bucket list, and God, my bucket's got to be crushed by now. I need another bucket. I'm killing this bucket list. And thanks to everybody. Thank you to Alex Angel last night for joining us, and thanks to our listeners and our callers who got their free reading from Alex. Alex will be back on the 25th, and I know you're loving her, because I am. I love her too. She's so good that I hate her because she's so on the money with everything. And Saturday the 21st, we're going to do a special broadcast, 3 p.m. Eastern, with Juliette Mills, Nanny Figgalilly from Nanny and the Professor. I love her. I love her. I love Nanny and the Professor. I love her sister, Haley, and just great, great. I actually, oh my God, when was it? Was it the last chiller? Before the pandemic hit, Juliette was there, and I was getting in line to go and see her, and they had a bomb threat, so we had to evacuate the building. So I never got to meet her, but I'm very, very excited to have Juliette Mills on with us at 3 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, August 21st, and then on the 22nd at 9:30, we have Dr. Bell. She is going to be on. Dr. Annabelle Bugatti, Dr. Bell, and she's got a new book out called Using Relentless Empathy in the Therapeutic Relationship. And again, on the 25th, we've got Alex, Alex Angel will be back to do some readings for you guys out there. And I hope you call in, and you'll love her. She's so sweet. And you know what I love about Alex? She's just so cool, and she's real. Like, I mean, she tells it like it is. And as you can see, so does Dee. So go check out Dee Wallace at her radio show, Conscious Creation. And then also on the 26th, Thursday, we've got, is it Steve? Yeah, Steve Peters is on at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. He's an AIDS activist, and I'm not sure if he's in the new movie, The Eyes of Tammy Faye, the movie about Tammy Faye Baker, but he definitely was interviewed by Tammy Faye at a time when AIDS was really full-blown at the time. And for an evangelist to speak to someone who has AIDS, you know, because AIDS was associated with homosexuality and, you know, forget it. You know, the Bible thumpers with the homosexuality, forget it. Now, you know what? You guys can keep your Bibles because whatever you guys are, I don't know what you're reading, but if you think what's going on is okay, I don't know what Bible you're reading. I mean, I'm not a religious person, but Jesus, I believe in God, but I know what's going on is not what's in the Bible. But anyway, I know, I don't know. Maybe I may do a show one night where I just go off because I can't take it anymore. I really can't. I cannot take it anymore. I mean, you people say wearing masks is child abuse. Not giving a child a mask is child abuse. You're killing these kids. You're killing everybody. Stop it. Stop it. Shut up. Stop it. All right. Again, Dee Wallace, thank you so much for joining me. I love you. I love everything you've been in. You were wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me. What is today? Today is Thursday, so we have the weekend. So let's end the show. You know what? I love vehicle. Let me do vehicle. All right, Ides of March, vehicle. Good night. Dee Wallace, thank you very much. Check out her new movie, 13 Fanboy, coming out in October for Halloween. It's a horror movie. Check it out. Go check out imdwallace.com. Take care, everybody. Vehicle, I love it.
Hop inside my car. Got fixed, got candy, I'm a lustful man. Take it to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. But now I'm sure you know that I love ya, I need ya, I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Take it to a Hollywood. But if you wanna see just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, I need ya, I want ya, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hop inside my car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lustful man. Take it to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. Take it anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, I need ya, I want ya, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Ooh, I'm your vehicle, babe. Don't you know I love you?
Love
I
you.
Need you. I want you. Got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Great God in heaven, you know I love you.